Hello, everybody. This is Cheryl A. Nocera, and I am starting a podcast named Why Are We So Broken? And Filling the Holes in Our Lives. I am doing this because there are so many events that have been taking place, especially in the last few years. We've seen weather changes. We've seen so many people that are suffering in pain in different ways. And the economy is just collapsing day by day. There are a lot of times that we have questions and we never get answers. In the last year, I have been doing a lot of soul searching. And what I have found is we're not always going to have the answer to everything, but if we just sit still and listen to the universe, we may find more than what we think. Recently, just in this past week, life has gotten so hard for so many different people. There was an incident where a friend of mine, her friend, the mother was walking down the stairs and fell, whacked the side of her head at the age 54, killed instantly. Now that is something that no one expects, and it's definitely devastating. Then, over the weekend, a child that's in my program, his mom, passed away from a drug overdose. That's a little boy that will not have a mom and a mother that lost her daughter. These things are just ridiculous. I mean, they keep happening repeatedly. And I have to say, the one thing that I found is we have too much pain in this world. And until we stop the pain, it's only going to get worse. And I'm always going to use a piece of paper as an example. I usually do it when I teach about stress or when I write about it. If you take a piece of paper and every piece of stress that you have, it crumbles, crumbles, it crumbles, and it gets bigger, and it gets bigger, and then eventually your brain becomes like a ball of crumpled paper. Nothing can get in or out. And what I mean by that is you go through life, you can't feel anything because you've suffered so much already. And the only thing you know how to do is get up in the morning, get dressed, eat your breakfast, go to work, or go to school, come home, do your housework, and then back the next day to do the same thing. Well, now, what's happening also with that, you have many people from the ages maybe 30s all the way straight through to late 60s working two jobs 7 days a week. Ridiculous, right? And I say this not only from experience, but from people I know. Recently, one of my friends was in wrote an article in the Boston Globe about underemployment. And what that means is that people do not make what they used to make. So say you went from a job making $65,000 a year to now $20,000 a year. Not only is that disheartening, especially with a college degree, it's insane. I mean, when I was growing up, I was always taught that, you know, the more experience you have, the more money you're worth. Not really true. Now, you're lucky if you get a job that you at least appreciate. And sometimes you don't even have that. I'm lucky enough that I do have good employment. I work for good people, but my pay is nowhere near what I used to make, and that was before I graduated with a college degree. And then you also have families that are broken up. People sometimes don't have a place to turn. And that, my friend, is where I come in. I just want everybody to know before I end this tonight that you are important. I don't care who you are. And everybody's made mistakes in this world. And there is nothing that can't be undone. I mean, I'm not saying you can undo the mistake, but you can definitely prove who you are and who you've become. And if that is one of the situations. However, if you're someone that has suffered abuse in many different, you know, aspects of your life, I'm here to tell you that if you just hold on to that one tiny piece of hope, just keep holding on to it. And there's going to be somebody there for you that will listen to you and that will speak to you. I can guarantee it. And I'm also going to leave this for everybody. I'm going to give you my email address, and anybody who would like to email me, I would definitely appreciate it. And whenever I have a chance, I will get back to you. My email is lucky7158@AOL.com. And you're always going to feel free to email me, and I will respond back. But everybody is important in this world. There is no such thing as for somebody to go into life every day thinking you're not worth it. You're worth it. Everybody's worth it. Sometimes we just don't have the luxury of, you know what, maybe other people may have, but you're worth it. And I can tell you that. I'm going to sign off tonight, and I'm hoping we do this over the weekend. And if there's anything that you would like to know, please feel free to, again, email me at that email address. I hope you all have a good night, and again, please hold on to that one piece of hope. And you'll be talking to me soon. Have a great night. Thank you.